Chapter 14. Kandaris continued to stare at the cavern wall, while Revan stood by in respectful silence. Eventually, he turned back to Revan and said,
"We shouldn't just leave them lying here like this. It's disrespectful."
Revan nodded. The Mandalorians still lay where they had fallen, their bodies crumpled in unnatural positions. Together, the two men gathered them up one by one and lay them down side by side in the center of the room. As he had done with Vila, Kandaris closed their eyes and crossed their hands over their chests. If there had been any way to make a funeral pyre, Revan would have suggested they burn them in the Mandalorian custom. But with no fuel, that wasn't going to be possible.
"What am I going to tell the others?"
Kandaris wondered once they were done arranging the bodies. Revan understood his dilemma. There would be a lot of questions when they returned alone with Mandalore's mask, and Kandaris didn't want to bring shame on Davila's name.
"Keep it simple," Revan suggested. "Say we ran into unexpected resistance from guardian droids programmed to protect the crypt. Tell them Vila and the others died in battle, and they fought like true warriors before they fell."
Kandaris nodded, then slowly walked over to the sarcophagus. He took out Mandalore's mask, then, almost as an afterthought, picked up the Datacron.
"What's this?"
he asked, looking curiously at the small cube.
"It's a chronicle of the Sith Lord who was buried here," Revan said. "I think Malak and I found it hidden in the tomb the last time we were here." "Do you remember what's on it?"
"Mostly."
"Tell me."
Revan knew Kandaris was hoping there would be something in the history that would help him understand why Vila had turned on him. From what Revan remembered of the story, it would offer little solace. But he wasn't about to deny the request.
"His name was Lord Draymith II. 1,000 years ago, his father, the original Lord Draymith, ruled over a planet called Medrios. He was overthrown by another Sith named Lord Vitiate, who renamed the planet Nathema. With his father's death, the younger Lord Draymith fled. He hid on Rekiad with a handful of loyal followers, and when he died, they buried him here with the Datacron."
"So it has nothing to do with Mandalore or his mask?"
Kandaris asked, shaking his head.
"You just decided to hide it here, too?"
Revan hesitated for a moment.
"Actually, it has everything to do with Mandalore," he said finally.
Kandaris had a right to know the truth, but first Revan had to put all the pieces back together for himself. Coming to the underground burial chamber had triggered the return of a host of lost memories. They had come to him in disconnected scraps and momentary flashes of insight. He needed time to process the information, to sort it into something that made some kind of sense.
"Can we talk about this later?" was all he said.
Kandaris studied Revan's face, seemed about to say something, but then nodded.
"Let's get some rest,"
he suggested.
"We can make it back down the mountain tonight anyway. We can talk in the morning."